You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Ryssdal. We have an occasional series here at Marketplace in which we ask folks to share what they do. Some jobs take you outside. Your office is in nature. If you think it sounds good now, keep listening. A park ranger in Hawaii sent us this lesson on how he became one.
My name is Andrew Laval, and I'm a visual information specialist at Hawaii Volcanoes National Park in Hawaii. Previously, I was at Katmai National Park in Alaska. I was working at a university several years ago. I found myself sitting at my desk in my cubicle under fluorescent lights, daydreaming about my next vacation, what national park I was going to explore, where I could go camp, what mountains I could go climb. So I took the leap, big career left turn for me, and I decided to become a park ranger. Broadly speaking, in the Park Service, we have law enforcement rangers. They're also what we call interpretive rangers, which is technically what I am, and it's our job to interpret the history and natural environment. Basically, education and outreach is another way of putting that. And then you also have natural resources staff. So those are the folks who are studying the biology of an ecosystem, monitoring our wildlife, things like that. It's a common myth that you have to major in environmental sciences. We have architects on staff, geologists, wildlife biologists of all stripes. But if your interest is in history or anthropology, you can find a route into the National Park Service through that. As an agency, we are sort of a jack of all trades. You do need to have a certain comfort level with the outdoors and basically willingness to have some adventure. The joke is that we get paid in sunsets, and to a certain extent, that is true. A lot of my colleagues and coworkers in the National Park Service get some sort of other fulfillment other than monetary through their jobs. So we enjoy being in these places, and we get some sort of perhaps personal or spiritual satisfaction as well. I would say that's really important because you do work in some remote places. Sometimes they're not always the easiest places to work. And some days, you know, the pay isn't all it's cracked up to be, but you get to sit at the rim of the Grand Canyon, look out at the layers of time spread out before you. You get a pretty warm, fuzzy feeling from that a lot of the time.
Now, we also have video to go with this series. You can fly with a blimp pilot or see a dog photographer in action. Spoiler alert, there are some pretty cute dogs in that video. It's all on our YouTube channel, Marketplace APM.